Good morning. You know, we had a great week at VBS, if you can't tell. See what you missed out on? It was a really good week. I think we had top number, maybe around 150 plus kids. That's fourth grade and under. And then probably 120 to 130 fifth grade to adults. So we had a whole bunch of people here at the church all week, and it was an incredible week. And so what I thought we would do this morning is we're going to look at peace, but we're also going to look at the themes that we went through this week at VBS, just to give you an idea of what the kids learned. So if they say something at home to you, you understand what they're talking about. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the incredible week that we had with our VBS program. We pray that many lives were touched with your word. Lord, we also understand that there's a lot of uncertainties in the world today, and that there's a lot that we fear. There's a lot that we're anxious about. Lord, we ask that you would bring us peace. Lord, that you would step into our lives and help us to understand and realize what you've done for us and how important you are for our everyday lives. We ask that you would block out some of the distractions that we might have right now so that we can focus on your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's always fascinating to me of the themes that these writers of these VBS programs come up with, their creativity, which I am lacking a lot of. But from year to year, they come up with a new theme, and each day there's a Bible point, a Bible memory buddy, an animal that reminds them of that Bible point. And this year, the overall theme was Cave Quest. So everything had to do with caves. The animals that were the Bible memory buddies were animals that you would find in a cave. Some of them that live way down deep in the darkness all the time. Some of them that just may sleep there. But anyway, they were animals that were associated with caves. And so what I thought we would do is go over each day, and I put on the screen so you get a visual of what these Bible memory buddies looked like. So day one, if we go to the slide for day one. Day one, we had Sal, right? And the Bible point for that day was Jesus gives us hope. Now, Sal is a salamander, right? And what this was supposed to remind the kids of is that salamanders, which I was not aware of, and I hope I have my facts right now, but they do not start off looking anything like that. They're almost like a tadpole that turns into a frog. So they go through some developmental changes along the way to get to where they are. In fact, if you were a salamander, I don't think they have brains that think like we do, but if you were one and you thought like a human being, you might think this is hopeless. I'm going to be stuck with no arms or anything the rest of my life. But they go through these changes that happen, and then they're able to move the way they do. And so the salamander, Sal, was supposed to remind the children when they saw him that Jesus gives us hope. Now, at VBS, when we said that, after every Bible point of the day, what were you supposed to say? Follow him. And so that was day one. There's also a Bible verse, "Oh Lord, you alone are my hope," that goes along with each one of the days. Day two, we looked at Martha, which is a moth, okay? Which I had no idea that there are some moths that live in caves, okay? But there are. And so Martha the moth reminded us that Jesus gives us courage. Once again, like the salamander, a moth does not start off a moth, right? What does it start off as? A what? A what? An egg. How about a caterpillar? You think so? And then it gets enclosed in a cocoon? and whatever the technical term is for that, I can't remember. But it gets enclosed in this cocoon, and then one day it pops out a moth, right? And so I would think, have you ever been in a tight place? And maybe physically in a tight place, or maybe just mentally things are not just going real well, and you feel like you're just surrounded and crunched in. What do you need? You need courage, right? And so the moth was supposed to remind the children of courage. Actually, I should have brought that poster up here, but I think it probably got thrown away. I had a poster board with encourage written on it. And in the word encourage is what? The word courage. And so when we encourage someone, what are we actually doing for them? We're helping give them courage. So when we get courage from him, what is he doing? He's encouraging us as we live in this world. So Martha was to remind them of courage. Take courage, I am here. Day three, we looked at Radar, the bat. Okay? And this was to remind us that Jesus gives us direction. Boy, I learned a lot of things about animals this week that I probably knew them at some point, but you know, just don't use that stuff every day. And so Radar the bat, it reminds us that Jesus gives us direction. They have this special, unique ability to send out sounds, and based on what it bounces off of, they can tell how far away things are because they're kind of directionally challenged. You know how we talk about being technologically challenged? Well, bats are directionally challenged. They can't see, so they use their hearing, or can't see real well. They use their hearing to tell where they are. And so if I thought about this, you know, left to ourselves as we live in the world, we're pretty directionally challenged because we would normally pick the things we shouldn't do. And so Jesus gives us direction as we live our lives in this world. The key verse, he will show you which path to take. Day four. Day four is always the unique day of the week. This is a day, at least it's been that way ever since I've been doing these, is the day where the gospel message of Jesus Christ is presented. Jesus dies and he rises again. So Olivia the owl reminds us that Jesus gives us love. Now, I Googled pictures of owls just to see if they didn't just make this up. But the way, why you're supposed to remember, why Olivia the owl helps us remember about Jesus' love is because their face is shaped like what? A heart. And believe it or not, even the owls that seem to have the same color of feathers on their face and around their face, there seems to be a little point that comes down here and one down here that resembles a heart. Now, some of them you have to look a little harder at, but the barn owl, this one here with the white face, is obviously clearer, and clip art, you can do a lot of things with that, so that's why I look. But Olivia reminds us that Jesus gives us love. We know that real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. The final day, day five, we looked at Ray, the glow worm. Did you know that there are glow worms in caves? Yeah, light bugs. It's similar to that, right? But Ray, the glow worm, supposedly an animal that lives deep down in the caves, reminds us that Jesus gives us his power. You know, when Jesus leaves the disciples, or he passed along power to the disciples to go out and do things. And for us, it's a reminder for us today that there are a lot of things that we are not able to do without the power of Jesus. And so Ray the glowworm reminds us of Jesus, the power that he gives us. Our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Now, I know you're probably sitting there thinking, okay, what in the world does this have to do with peace? Well, I took it upon myself to try to be a little creative, and I don't know how well I did, but I came up with an animal. Now, it's not an animal that lives in a cave. In fact, it lives in the rainforest. But I thought, you know, if there were a cave around, it would probably sleep in there, okay? So just follow me. The sloth. Shalom. Now, what does shalom mean in Hebrew? Anybody know?
No.
Peace, okay? So sloth, shalom the sloth is going to remind us that Jesus gives us peace. Now, do what? Follow him, right. So I know that peace is probably not the first thing most people think of when if someone says a sloth. What do you think of?
Slow.
Lazy. Lazy. And I think that's a little unfair for our dear friend, Shalom. Because who made him that way?
God.
And so God made him to move slow and to sleep a lot. So I'm hoping I can change your thinking about sloths today, okay? That when you see one of them that you think, wow, look how relaxed he is. Look, he's just a carefree, doesn't worry about anything. That's true peace, right? If we could get to the point where we're just relaxed and don't worry about things, we could be reminded of that true peace that comes from God. You know, I know that if there's one thing in the world that a majority of the people want, I'm going to say it is we want more what? Peace. Whether it's world peace, whether it's peace from the violence, the evil that's going on even in the United States, whether it's inner peace that we deal with each day in circumstances or issues that we're dealing with, we want peace. I mean, think about our gospel reading for this morning. The disciples were in this boat. Jesus is sleeping. A storm is coming up and the water's splashing in and the boat is about to sink, fill up and sink. And the disciples are worried sick. And here Jesus is just sleeping. And they go to him and say, "Don't you even care?" And what does he do? He gets up and says, "Peace, be still." And the wind and the waves listen to him. If you think about Jesus after his resurrection, the disciples are sitting in the upper room with the doors locked, really in fear. I mean, not for sure what they're going through, what's going through their minds, but some of it may be, we may be next. I mean, they have no idea what's happened to Jesus. Most people knew that they were followers of Jesus. They didn't know what was coming next. And what does Jesus do? He steps into that room, and what does he say? "Peace be with you." The sloth reminds us that Jesus gives us peace. Whatever it is that we're dealing with in life, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a financial issues, whether it's a relationship issues that we're dealing with, Jesus has the ability to step into our lives and say, "Peace be with you." He calms the storms. He brings peace that nothing else, no one else can bring. And I want us to remember that he is the person that can step in and calm our fears, calm our anxiety, calm what's going on in our lives. It may not take it completely away, but he has a way of walking through that with us and giving us some true relief and peace. So, shalom, the sloth. Do you have a little different perspective now? When you see a sloth, I hope you remember peace. That peace that comes through knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The one who stepped into our world, the one who died on the cross, the one who rose to life to give us forgiveness in life. I said in Bible class this morning, is there ever going to be a point in our lives where we have no fear, no anxiety? And I said, if you get to that point, you're not here. You're in heaven. Because we live in a sinful world, we're always going to have some anxiety. There's always going to be some fear. But know that Jesus gives us peace. True peace that no one else, nothing else can give. Our Bible verse for today is one that I, at least the second part of it, is one I use at the end of every message. But if you would say this with me, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. And then the key virtue today that we're looking at is peace. Say it with me. I am free from anxiety because things are right between God, others, and myself. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.